Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليكم. As I seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, openly acknowledging that Allah is the one God and there are absolutely no partners with Allah. Greetings of peace to everyone. I'm bearing witness that Prophet Muhammad, a servant and messenger of Allah. And again, greetings of peace to everyone. And tonight's presentation, as we pray to share with you as we have entered finally, and thanking Almighty God for allowing us this time, even though we're later than what we anticipated, but we're going to go on nonetheless because it is a pleasure to be here. And be here in the physical term and to be here emotionally and mentally and spiritually to be here. We want to address a situation that perhaps is overlooked sometimes and extreme at sometimes, taken to the extreme. And what I'm referring to is male and female friends, only friends, and how that is. And when we say al-Islam, we are speaking about the whole entire environment of seeking peace and the entire environment of those adapting to and identifying with the Creator being the utmost present their life. I'll say that again. Overall, the entire environment wherein the human beings that are knowledgeable or are aware of or are directing their attention to the Creator being ever present in their life. That's what we're going to be discussing tonight about male and female being friends. And we're going to show the pleasantry of it, yes, and we're going to show the extremes of it, and we're going to show the human, the true human perspective of being friends. All right. Let's start the discussion, and we have to go to Quran. And because the Quran is, for those who understand, the Quran, the final revelation, is the final revelation for humanity. And so because I seek advice or I seek the understanding, I seek to understand what is in Quran, and how the Almighty, who is directing our attention to the best practice, not what we want practice, but the best practice. And so none of us as human beings own, O-W-N, own al-Islam. Al-Islam is the epitome of the human being's existence. Al-Islam is that submissive, that submission, total submission, but directing that submission in the direction of the Creator being ever present. All right. So with that, all of us can step up to the plate and enter the door of Al-Islam if we are ready. If we're not ready, we say, mashallah. He said, you know, so be, may Almighty God be pleased. Praise be to Almighty God. Alhamdulillah. Because we're all developing, we're all growing, we're all thinking, and thinking benefits all of us as we think and we ask Almighty God the question, and you'll hear me use God, you'll hear me use the Creator, the Almighty, the ever-living, the ever-present. That is the same, one and the same. I will not call another a name of creation and refer that name to the Almighty. I will not give the Almighty a human name. All right? And because the Creator is not in these spheres that we live in or the dimensions that we live in. I'm making that clear to myself because I understand that we have to have that reality check within ourselves so that we don't gray the matter about who's the Creator or what is the Creator or where is the Creator. And we can't even put the Almighty in those frames. Because when we point to the Creator is the Creator, the one, the absolute, the eternal, the omnipotent, the omnipresent owner, the ruler, the guardian. So we are none of that, and so we don't want to allocate or to give a term to the Creator that is not befitting. Praise be to Almighty God. Again, Al-Islam is the epitome of the existence for the existence of the human being. It is the excellence that the human being is seeking. But if we're not there yet, praise be to Almighty God. We're still striving. We're still wanting peace. And we're still wanting to understand how to get that peace. P-E-A-C-E. So let's begin reading from Quran. And really, truly, I don't know where this comes in my mind to reach to this point, but perhaps it is because we're promoting marriage. We who have entered the door and said, I want to participate, be an humble servant to the Creator, so I'm going to enter the door of Al-Islam. All right? And even though we label ourselves other labels of religiosity or religious actions, when we really truly want to serve the Creator, no matter what label we're under, it becomes, hear me clearly, it becomes Al-Islam, because then we're submitting our whole self to the Creator. And however we practice or give rein to the Creator, then we will not allow ourselves to point to an object in creation, a human in creation, and say that is the Almighty. All right, let's go to Surah Ahzab, verse 53. All right, Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 53. I believe Ahzab is, let's see here, Surah 26, I believe. Well, we'll know in a moment. And it's going to be Ayat 53. But again, men and women, or male and female, being friends. So let's see here. That. Let me just type it in. And if you have your Quran, you can go to Surah Al-Ahzab, as in brother. Yeah. I want Yusuf Ali's renderance here. Let's see. Okay, Yusuf Ali. No, okay. I'm going to read the Arabia, and it is understood to be that sometimes, even though we don't understand the Arabia, it's best to hear it anyway. And one moment as load my call. Quran is loading up. Surah Al-Ahzab. Bear with me here. I apologize for taking this time here. Okay. Let me go back to typing, everyone. I apologize Okay. Let's see if this will get me where I want to go. Okay. It's the 33rd surah. I apologize. That's what I was looking for. Okay. 33rd surah. Zab is also noted as the Confederates. All right, and the Yusuf Ali. Go to why am I not? Okay. Go to Azab, C9. Oh, wow. Go here. The 33rd surah. And if you're here with me, alhamdulillah. All right. First, go to the beginning. As I stated, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhan nabi. يا أيها النبي اتق الله ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين إن الله كان عليما حكيما Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. O prophet, fear Allah and hearken not to the unbelievers and the hypocrites. Verily, Allah is full of knowledge and wisdom. Tabi, what tabi ma yuhay ilayka min rabbika. Inna Allaha kana bima ta'maluna khabira. But follow that which comes to you by inspiration from your Lord, for Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. Watawakkal 'ala Allahi wa kafa billahi wakila. And put your trust in Allah, and enough is Allah as a disposer of affairs. Ma ja'ala Allahu liraj. SubhanAllah. ما جعل الله لرجل من قلبين في جوفي وما جعل أزواجكم الله وَمَا جَعَلَ أَزْوَاجَكُمُ اللَّهِ تُصَاهِرُونَ مِنْهُنَا أَمَّهَاتِكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ وَمَا جَعَلَ أَدْعِيَاءَكُمْ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ قَوْلُكُمْ de afwahikum wallahu yaqulul haqqa wa huwa yahdi sabil fawzin. Allah has not made for any man two hearts in his one body, nor has he made your wives whom you divorced by Zihar your mothers, nor has he made your adopted son your son. Such is only your manner of speech by your mouth, but Allah tells you the truth and he shows the right way. Barakallahu azim. Surely Allah speaks the truth. I want to point to the no two hearts, and that no man has two hearts, and that we're to put our trust in Allah, and that Allah is the one who is the disposer of our affairs. So when we are looking for the best manner, the best way to live, the best character that we need, we have erred. Let's put that on the table. We have erred. Yes, we have. What do we do when we err? We ask for forgiveness. Once asking for forgiveness is not to be, we're not to be daunting or overbearing with that forgiveness. We're not to use, and this is one with another. Now, this is all coming from male and female being friends. All right? Male and female being friends. We're to seek refuge with the Creator, with God, with Allah. We're to seek refuge with the Creator to understand and to learn why we do certain things and why we shouldn't do other things. Sure, we grow up in cultures, but this is to all of humanity. All of humanity, it has been created to serve the Creator, like it or not. That's the given. We all have, we may not believe it, but we all have been created to serve. In the midst of serving the Creator, we have been given emotions. We have been given desires. And in the midst of those desires, in the whole universal scope of al-Islam, meaning serve the Creator, then those emotions will be misdirected, misguided, misunderstood, mistaken, and we find ourselves erring, E-R-R-I-N-G. And we have, and what do? We ask for forgiveness, and we get back on the right pathway that takes us into the mode, bring us into the mode of being a servant of the Creator. And there are stages of development for that. Thank you for being here on Community Developmental Stages. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah. I am striving to be an humble servant of Almighty God. And that means that we are not to play with this life. We are not to play with this life. That the ever-present, ever-watching, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-hearing is who we serve. And regardless of the pleasures that we come to have or come to know or come to connect with, and regardless of our emotions, regardless of our desires, we will enjoy this life as the Creator has acknowledged. We will enjoy this life, but there are penalties for being in or on the wrong path when we don't have to be. All right, so now we're going to go to Ayat 53. And then if you want to share in any comments, please, by all means, press 1 on your phone, and we will gladly open your mic. All right? Again, this is about we're first approaching al-Islam, the height of our of every human being's deliverance, the excellence for the human being, al-Islam. say it, get used to it, being in a submissive manner to the Creator. What does all that, what does it entail? A whole lot. A whole lot. But there's beauty and love and peace and kindness and all. So let's go to Ayat 53. Ayat 53. And that's section 7 for those who are in Yusuf Ali. Yusuf Ali's, the Quran. All right, with Yusuf Ali's rendering. Deal with me here. A'udhu billahi minashaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tadakhulu buyuta nabi illa an ayyuqdana lakum إلا طعام غير ناطرين إنه ولكن إذا دعيتم فادخلوا فإذا طعمتم فانتشروا ولا مستأنسين لحديث إن ذلكم كان يوقظي النبي فيستحيي منكم والله لا يستحيي من الحق وإذا سألتموهن متاعا فاسألوهن من وراء حجاب فاسألوهن من وراء حجاب ذلكم أطهر قلوبكم وقلوبهن وما كان لكم أن تقتدوا رسول الله ولا أن تنكحوا أزواجه من بعده أبدا okay. ولا أن تنكحوا أزواجه من بعده أبدا إن ذلكم كان عند الله عظيم صدق الله العظيم. And Yusuf Ali's rendering, Ayat 53, seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. O you who believe, enter not the prophet's houses until leave is given you for a meal, and then not so early as to wait for its preparation. But when you are invited, enter, and when you have taken your meal, disperse without seeking familiar talk. Such behavior annoys the prophet. He is ashamed to dismiss you, but God is not ashamed to tell you the truth. And when you ask his ladies for anything you want, ask them from before a screen that makes for greater purity for your heart and for theirs. Nor is it right for you that you should anoint God's apostle, or that you should marry his widows after him at any time. Truly such a thing is in God's sight an enormity. Okay, and the next ayat, well, let's go for it. In tubadu shay'a aw tukhfuhu fa inna Allaha kana bikulli shay'in alim. Whether you reveal anything or conceal it, verily Allah has full knowledge of all things. And then, and I, Sadaqallahu Azim, surely Almighty God's words are true, and we seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, that distracting enemy, the enemy straight out of us, who will distract us through our feelings, through our emotions, through our desires, that, oh, it's okay, but it's not. And when we have the strength, alhamdulillah, praise be to Almighty God. Continue to seek refuge with Almighty God. If we don't have the strength and we find ourselves in difficult trying to seek refuge with Almighty God, ask for forgiveness and do not repeat it. Alhamdulillah. This is on the male-female level, male-female relation level. Okay. 55 is going to share with us that there is no blame on these ladies if they appear before their fathers or their sons. It goes into where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is revealing who we can be in the presence of and not have to worry because they are of the family. Now, and mentioning that, this is why the ultimate or the excellence for the human being is needed to be known, because we understand that in our culture, has culture that has entered the culture of the human life, is has been incest, has been rape, has been that which has victimized the human being from a sexual point. And because it has happened, then we know that's distortion. We know that is seduction by the enemy of the human family. So to pull us away from that, we need to share, just as that those acts are being committed, then if that brashness is in the culture of the human being, when the human being is here to serve the Creator, then there should be no harm or no second guessing that we should share. And for the help of us all, that we should share with the whole human family that this is that kind of culture, those acts, those manners are nothing that we should be letting it be in the midst of our culture. So in order to make it known, then we have to make it known what we are privy to, relative-wise, and what the manners should be around the relatives, and to understand that male and female is what Almighty God has created to conduct relationships with outside of the areas that Almighty God says that we should not. So we're not to commit any excesses in our life in the manners in which we are. So let's go to public service announcement. And when we return, we're going to share some comments that have come from others who have written certain information about or shared information about their thinking on male and female being friends, all right? Male and female being friends. So praise be to Almighty God. Thank you for being here on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Again, I'm Martha Nyla Abdullah, and it gives me great pleasure to be with you here tonight. Thank you for coming. Yes, we had a little trial, a task of getting here, but we are here. Praise be to Almighty God, and we're thankful to be here. We want you to know that at any given time, you can go like us on Facebook. That's the Community-Wide Shura Conference, if you will. That's at capital CWS, lowercase HURAA. Again, at the at symbol, capital CWS, and lowercase HURAA. If you want to reach us, you can always reach us by dialing. Excuse me, and we have a caller in the queue, too, by dialing 910-317-0297 or email us, that's info@cwsc.us. Again, cwsc. And you can go directly to our 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197 or directly to am360.org. Anytime you want to listen to the archives or the already presented presentations here on American Muslim 360, then you can go to cwsc.us. Again, cwsc.us and click on podcast. All right? And when you see all of the presentations, just select the one you want to go to. All right? And enjoy. Our gracious hosts will be ever so thankful that you went back to listen to their presentation. All right. I do see Japrita Hadi. And I'm going to try and open your mic. My screen is creating difficulty for me. Oh, there you are. All right. 810-399, welcome.
Walaikum as-salam to you, Martha Nyla, and to the AM360 family. As-salamu alaykum to all, and hugs and love. Don't start none. Get your hugs and your love, and go on to the next sentence. So hugs and love. You know I love y'all. And alhamdulillah. And I want to thank you so kindly, Martha Nyla, for being such a gracious host and, you know, and appreciating, you know, our presence this evening and reading from the Quran in reference to the relationships of man and woman. And I wanted to just make this comment in reference to that. Yes, I am.
Yes.
This is the Hadi coming from Flint, Michigan. A beautiful day today, and everybody know. Yesterday was my birthday. Alhamdulillah, he
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Everybody run along with me. To you. Happy birthday, dear Decreta. Happy birthday to you. All right. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah for another step
in time. And just everybody know now, so everybody going to be at this summit at the same time. If your birthday already passed, then this was for you for your birthday. And if your birthday haven't come up just yet, it's still for you if we don't get this forum again to give you that birthday. You still got your birthday. So tonight, everybody's getting something. And I just like to, before I make my comment on that relationship, share with everyone. I had a wonderful day yesterday. Alhamdulillah, I was so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing me to see that day. You know, because before it actually comes, you don't know whether you're going to be here or not in this place.
That's right.
So we said, Alhamdulillah, bless me to wake up and see it. Alhamdulillah. And I know that just excites everyone because when we open our eyes and we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that life to see again, we got work that he is yet having for us to do. And so what we do, we say, Alhamdulillah, we get up, we get with prayer and get ourselves prepared and armed, even if you would, for that day, going out and seeking of the bounties of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and giving of those bounties that he has given to us to give to his other servants. Alhamdulillah. So I thank Allah for that. And my children, I have three sons. They call and say happy birthday to me. I tell you, and each at their convenient time. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I said, Alhamdulillah, so Allah, you're just so good to me. You're so good to me. And you're good to my children, and you're good to the believers as a whole. We thank you so kindly, O Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that I say to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with that being, they all called me, my nieces, and see, my sister, she called. And then my sister that was out of town with me, you know, it's three of us. It was three girls and two boys, and so it's only us girls yet here together. But I am the elder of the three, and they're just so sweet to me, you know. And you know, I'm sweet to them, too. I love them. You know, I was thinking I want to share this, y'all, and then I'm going to get on the comment. Okay. I just thank Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for giving me the opportunity to come from parents that I came from, loving parents, loving each other and loving their children. I thank Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that, because you got some that don't. And I tell them, I say, pray for them, baby. God will take care of them for real, and he's going to take care of you, too. And they say, yeah, I'm thriving over here, and I'm doing this, you know, and moving along. But remember the parents, and what Allah said, what Allah says from the parents. Like now, getting to my item, when this relationship when you're speaking of, there is the instruction right there in the Quran. But I tell you, we live in such a tense society of Muslims, and especially when it comes to the male and the female interacting. I mean, I'm like, for real? Stop it. Just do what Allah says and what Allah says. And I would like to just give this example of an experience, if you don't mind, that has taken place show me as such, is when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look, stay with it. You know what you asked? He already knew what you was going to ask before you asked it. So when you asked it and he grants that, then go ahead on and accept that and keep moving. And there's no questions anywhere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is Al-Mukit, the sustainer, the giver of all of it. So this is what we must remember, everyone, and share with our children, and let them be able to see the scope of that, so that they can move through life rather than getting over here, getting stuck. We got to get out. No, moving forward in life. Because remember again now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already told us that the believers' light runs before them. So they always can see. They can always see. So we have to get our children to understand Allah in his full essence, and to, you know, not allow ourselves to really be called ourselves in some sense limiting the capabilities, the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we got to get this in our children really, really for real, y'all. If I know economics and all of that money, but I'm telling you, when they go with that first, the economics going to get straightened out right then and there. They get straightened out along with getting that understanding from the beginning. So we can save our children a lot of, you having to get in a lot of stuff, by just going straight to the point, guiding them straight to the point, and giving the explanation in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us to give to them. And we have to be firm in doing that, you know. And so when we teach our children that scope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the reality of life, not because you said it and I don't want you doing this and you can't do that because, whoa. Who Allah have power about this? So I give you a good example, and I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yeah, you know, I share with you all. I went to the masjid, and so when I first didn't come there in the very beginning, you know, there were still sisters up there, I'm pretty sure, but right now I find myself the one that be there. Now, so the brother come up and he says to me, he says, well, you know, the sisters sit in this place over here, this designated place. See, now right there, that needs to be stopped. Who are you to designate anything? Did Allah say in the Quran about that? What did he say in the Quran about it? Back yourself up if what you're trying to tell me is the truth and I know it isn't. You know, especially when you say, oh, well, in the relationship for man and woman, they got to be an understanding. It's just got to be an understanding of the roles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. But not in the equality of the roles that he's given to each of you, man and woman. There's an equality there. No one's got no big head and all that because you got whatever. No. So when it comes to the male-female relationship, and especially being Muslim, because they got this in their head that, you know, the man is we the lead, and that's the truth. And the woman, too, is the lead. The woman, too, is the lead. Sometimes she has to lead you and have led you. So get this out of your mind, and they're getting in the masjids, and you can't do this, and you can't do that, and because the brothers. Wait a minute. It's brothers and sisters going up here, not just brothers. And we all are coming for the serve of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must want to make sure we don't oppress one another, because that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. Again, don't oppress one another. Don't oppress your brother. So when we get this male, female, man, woman relationship in the equality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, and in that perspective of understanding that, see, because there is no depletion for whatever any of us do from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the things that we do is no depletion to one another. Allah says, do not belittle yourself. Well, that would be a form of one belittling themselves to try to put something on another of it because they are female. Well,
Excuse me. I apologize.
That's
okay. I could tell you're warmed up about something. But let's open it up and look at the perimeters. And what should be dedicated for the whole human family to understand the parameters?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to bring Imam Kareem was in the queue. And Imam, if you can come back, please, by all means, press one, and we'll open your mic because we want to hear from you too. What I'm addressing is that none of us are perfect at it. None of us.
Let's
make that very clear. But where we are and where we want to be, if we're wanting the human family to excel at this life of, and I say the whole, if I say universe, the whole everything that we can think of already created in the nature
the
of our
the whole of mankind in the creation of it.
It's already created for al-Islam, for the total submission. Yeah. Now, whether we abide by it is another thing, and that's what's
happening. We don't need to have no whether we in anything. It's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, and this is what everybody's dealing with, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the way to you. We don't get into that side stuff because it's the one that bring up confusion and something else besides keeping your mind on the straight way. See, we have to stay on the straight way. No matter, say, they seen this commercial, just in this family, they had a commercial, the child was trying to get the parent to listen to him, and they would do anything, and the parent wouldn't listen. They just act like they're going to really hurt themselves or something, and still the parent wouldn't listen. Why? Because that parent was smart. They are keeping them forward, going forward, speaking with Allah, son of what Allah, and what he is saying about that that's taking place, and going on to that, leave him to handle with that. We got to keep our focus on Allah, son of what Allah. Leave Allah to handle. He tells us, and leave him alone to deal with that. So, okay, let's leave him alone to deal with it. We ain't going to put no type of, like, you got to do this and stipulation of things on one another because you the man or because you the woman and, Just stop it.
Alhamdulillah.
But now, well, the stuff is what bring up what? An introduction of confusion.
And when we sit and have the discussion, I mean, when we really our emotions ease down. Mm-hmm. And we really look at male and female, and then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our approach tonight is the friendship of male and female, the friendship, and where that friendship is directing itself to, what's the purpose of it. If there is a friendship, then there's a connection either in the family of and the family brothers and sisters have a relatable friendship, auntie and nephew and then there's uncle and niece. Those are areas where that friendship can exist, right? And the mother and father, and you go on the grandchildren on that area. Now when we step and this is just opening the door to us to say, now, we know we're in the family, but how Shaitan has creeped into our family life is that there's incest. Mm-hmm. And because there is incest, there means that there is a component that has not been erected. Or if it's been erected, if it's been mentioned, it hasn't been erected. And I mean erected to where it becomes a foundation that you don't cross. You do not cross this particular perimeter because
that's right. That's your
living,
limit, Shaitan, right there.
Right.
That's
we
your
are
limit.
Living. We are living in al-Islam and in the arena of total submission to the Creator. Now, when we step outside of believing that, then we find ourselves in total chaos. And that's what we see it today. But I'm saying for the human being to relate to how Almighty God has given us a saving grace, then when we are in a neighborhood, now we know you have a house by house. You have neighbors. Now that neighbor has children, and you're in a family of children, say male and female. Now, when we grew up, it wasn't even a second thought to play with boys. I mean, because we trusted them. But now there was a certain time that our parents would tell us, don't be all up into those boys' faces. They would call us, I just use the word hot tamales. Don't be all up in their faces. Now, rather than tell us, sit us down and explain, if we could have understood it. I don't know. But we won't know until we do it. We're doing it. Praise be to Almighty God. But there has to always be, I mean, also be the equal discussion on what we have that takes us into the arenas of misbehaving. And that is, we have these desires. We have these emotions. But how we are to be strengthened to resist going beyond the boundaries, the limits that are set for the human family to be preserved and live in the utmost manner, in the best manner. And that's when we then say, who is permitted to be in our household, who is not. And when we're in each other's company, brothers and sisters, nieces and our cousins and all, when we're in each other's company, there's a certain area that we do not entertain. You know what I mean? I know it's happening. It's already in our rear view mirror and present that is occurring. But that says then that we have to, for those who are walking into that light of saying, you know what, I do want to serve the Creator. Let me learn how. So those who want to do that, then it is becoming for us to share that proper guidance. And when we do, don't walk away from it, because we are subject to it. That's the whole thing. We're subject to it. And if we err, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided forgiveness. But that forgiveness is not to be taken for granted and used as a token. Like, okay, you have a token in your hand. Oh, I have five tokens. I have five times I can ask for forgiveness. And so I'm going to, okay, if I make a mistake this time, oh, I got four more chances. No, we can't treat it like that. So alhamdulillah. I thank you, DePrisa, and I hear your expression of what transpired.
But it came right to what you were talking about, though, Martha. It came right to what you were talking about. We got to make sure that we get this to the children. The human being is coming to this awareness. Now we got to make sure we give it to the children. And when we do that, all of the issues will be resolved. It will be resolved. Because the last time Allah gives his servant what his servant asked for. He gives his servant what his servant wants.
Alhamdulillah. I tell you,
get it to the children. Get it to the children.
Yes.
I love you, sweet. Love all of you. May Allah bless you. Be blessed with a good day.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so very much for sharing.
Yes, ma'am. You're more than welcome. Thank you so kindly for allowing me to share.
You shared and vented. You had to let that
out.
You
know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes on my phone, they seem as though I might get like hyping. Some people say, well, you talk loud. Look, this is serious. And I ain't got time for all of that.
That's why I say you're venting. Yes, ma'am.
Strict. I love you, my sweet. You need to. I'm calling.
Okay. Please
I love
do.
You. No, I really,
all right.
Thank
love
you. So
you. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
That's our dear sister, DePrisa Hadi, and Al-Islam in Focus on Saturday evening, 7 p.m. We want to be there. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Almighty God. So for anyone else who wants to share, I apologize. Please press 1 on your phone. We're going to take a pause for the calls right here, and we'll be right back, God willing. You're listening to the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Once again, this is Community Developmental Stages, and we want you to stay with us. So please hear this.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Omar Shakir, and I'm resident imam of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah in San Antonio, Texas. And I would like to invite you every first Sunday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time to join us for our class where we're dealing with the subject matter of the basics in LS Law. We are excited about this program, even if we're new Muslims or Muslims that have been in the faith for many, many years. It is a wonderful opportunity to learn and understand this beautiful way of life. We also connected with various insights from the tafsir of Imam Walid-ud-Din Muhammad radiallahu anhu, and we all explained its practical application. We look forward to being with you on every first Sunday of the month, where we would deal with the basics of Islam. The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
The Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC, is established as a national resource and community service center supporting the Quranic principle of representative democracy or mutual consultation, amrahum shura bainahum, in the conduct of community affairs. CWSC recognizes that only through shura can the power of the group intellect be fully utilized for solving problems and discovering opportunities that help each of us improve our individual, family, and community life. From Quran, with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, Merciful Redeemer, so whatever you are given is but a provision of this world's life, and that which Allah has is better and more lasting for those who believe and rely on their Lord, and those who respond to their Lord and keep up prayer, and whose affairs are decided by counsel among themselves. Truly, Almighty God speaks the truth. That's the noble and glorious Quran, Surah Ash-Shura, 42, 36 through 38.
Be to Almighty God. Yes, everyone. And let me welcome back to Community Developmental Stages. I want to point out, when I read Surah Al-Ahzab, the 33rd Surah of Quran, and read the 53rd ayah, and though it's speaking about being in the presence of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, or in the presence of his wives, then the behavior, it is given an example of the behavior that is necessary. So if we're not married, or if we're not in the courting, or in within kind of any kind of engagement that's going to produce the sacred bond of marriage, then there are some parameters that must be taken. Now, there can be extreme situations where we in our sociability or in the process of being sociable. There are manners wherein you greet someone. Well, we don't become like stones, like oh, you just looked my way, or oh, you just, no. There's that cordial process that the human being has to have in order to communicate. So we need communication. We need to have connection. We need to have collaborations, and I'm saying collaboration meaning the process whereby we get to know one another. And how that is done, it is done in the presence of others. So there are certain scenarios or circumstances whereby we are to relate. But we're talking about the friendship, which is including being in one another's presence all the time, or perhaps more times than not. And then there's no other reason than just saying, oh, well, that's my best friend. Now, coming up in school, I had that, but there was a certain kind of relationship in that. And I'm saying there were certain words that I wouldn't use. There were certain conversations I wouldn't have. Or, you know, especially if you're studying to help a person, you know, get their studies or something like that. But, you know, we arenas where we become
uncontrolled with our emotions. And we've heard of situations where one, you say, oh, they're being stalked. They're being stalked by someone. These emotions, these imaginary situations that we put in our own mind, and before we know it, we have ourselves thinking certain things about someone else, but they have no clue that we have these internal fantasies. Now, where does that come from? I would say it's a lack of education, lack of knowledge, lack of sharing, whereby, it, now, not that we were rid at all, because the shaitan is going to creep into the minds and hearts of all of us and strive to cause us to sway from the correct developmental process that we're to have. So let me see if anyone has pressed one, because I want to I want to connect on this, because young men and young women have so distorted the process by which we are living, and it's affecting the whole human family. So 636, Imam Kareem Hamid, assalamu alaikum. Thank you for returning.
Wa alaikum assalam. Praise to Allah. What a wonderful subject matter that you bring up here. You know, Imam Muhammad stated to us, he said, when I deconstructed some of the protocols in the Nation of Islam, you know, and we have to admit, we were behaving like robots, very stiff, and all of that. He said, my desire is to make you natural, to be a natural human being, to make you natural. There's nothing wrong with having a female friend. We had planned a evening of going out bowling a few years ago. And it was arranged for single Muslims to go to this nice bowling facility. They had bowling, they had pool, they had foosball, they had shuffleboard. And so everybody said that they would come. I went. And only one Muslima showed up. And she had her two grandchildren with her. Now, here it is, just me and her. It would have been unnatural for me to say, well, no, sister, we can't bow. I got to go find somebody to oversee us. Is that normal? We greeted each other, laughing and talking. We shot several games of pool. I didn't win them all. She won several hands. Yeah, I'm telling you. I said, oh, okay, I got some competition here. And we were laughing and having a good time. Then we went and got a bowling shoe. And we began to bowl. You talking about having a good time. I mean, I'm throwing alley balls, and she's throwing alley apples. Periodically, we would cause the ball to hook just right and knock down some of the pins and just had a good time. It was wonderful. We were just natural with each other. And this is not someone that I had romantic intentions for, nor she me. I had known her a number of years. But this is the first time that we was actually able to interact on a friendly, natural, human level. and we had a good time. That's normal. That is normal. If someone has the end of marriage, then I would suggest that they consult their wali or close friend. But this was not the case with us. We were just going on a nice social outing, and I showed up, and this sister showed up. And we went on and enjoyed ourselves. As a matter of fact, her grandchildren enjoyed themselves too. So we have to learn to become normal. I can be your friend? What? Am I that uncivilized? I'm that much animal that I can't be your friend? Just because you are female? Sister Mahasan mentioned an educator, Sister Umm Salama, that worked in the Sister Clara Muhammad schools in California. She lived here a number of years. She was a very dear friend of mine. We got along well. She was my friend. I can truly call her my friend. Her daughter, Basima, she was a friend of mine. We could sit and talk anywhere from an hour to an hour and 45 minutes. I enjoyed her in-depth understanding. And these were friends of mine. I could go on and on. The sister that named our Islamic Center, El Mukminu, we were very close friends. She has transitioned, but we were very close friends. So we have to begin to be normal, to be normal, to take us from out of the abnormal position we were put in slavery and then placed within a cocoon, in place with them to separate us from the behavior that we had exhibited as slaves. And that was the Nation of Islam. It put a heavy protocol on that.
And I have a question, ma'am, if I may.
Yes, ma'am.
I apologize because I want to get this question out while it's in my head. But the question is, so do you think then that even with today coming out of the Nation of Islam from that, like you say, that strict routine or whatever heck was upon us, now, today there's still that lack of knowledge that's being shared with the young people, the overall degree. And for those who are doing it, praise be to Almighty God. But we're seeing the result of either the children are being told, don't go that route, don't go this route. And the gesture is, what do I do? Without them saying it. And I'm seeing that's creating a lot of mental problems as well. But do you think that from those who have entered into, quote unquote, being a servant of the Almighty, that we still are taking that for granted that, oh, people automatically know how to act?
Well, you know, Martha, we have to display being natural in front of our children. They are subject to what they see us do. If they see us acting in a natural fashion, natural toward each other, friendly, jovial, in a natural form, then that models their behavior for them. But if they see us acting stiff toward each other, matter of fact, the imam mentioned and Yeah, I'll say it. She said, you sisters need to lighten up. You need to lighten up.
And what that mean?
What did he mean by lighten up? Come out of this rigidness. Come out of this coldness. Warm up. Be natural. And by way of husbands and wives, he truly spoke to that. You sisters have to lighten up. Stop being so stiff and so cold. As I stated earlier, not in this presentation, but in other times I've spoken on this subject matter, they ask, how come Muslim men are marrying Christian women? And part of the reason, please take note, I said part, that when he is out in the open environment, he is looking at women.
Hey, ma'am, are you still with us? Oh, we lost the imam. Okay, his phone, he'll return, inshallah. All right. What we're discussing, everyone, if you're just connecting with us, is male and female relating as friends and how the behavior, we look at today's behavior of male and female and how the desires, the emotions, in many instances has gone to the extreme. And what is the answer? And we're putting it to that the shaitan, the Satan, the devil, or what have you, the whisper. But we don't see that whisper, but we see the actions of the people. And we see many children reacting in such a manner that we have to ask ourselves, what is missing from their life? And if they, can they be friends with the male or female, with the female with the male and male with the female, and to what degree? And we think that that's where we need to have that opportunity to discuss this, because it is really taking its toll on the human family. So more needs to be discussed. And yes, and the true area of, like the Imam Kareem was saying, and we'll be ending in about 60 seconds, everyone, but the Imam was sharing that we need to be more human in our family life, and we need to discuss those perimeters that ones are not to assume that the brothers and sisters know not to be entertained by their desires that come upon them. They're not to entertain with one another, cousins. They're not to entertain with one another, that and prepare them for the truth of what they're here for, and that is to seek a mate. But before you seek that mate, you have to know how to be a friend. So praise be to Almighty God for everyone being here tonight. Dapreetha, did you want to come back in? I apologize. We will carry on this conversation, inshallah, to another degree. We didn't read I believe Ali is an Ali. He just had some comments. And then there was another person that was giving their comments on that and a reading. But I'll share that, God willing, next week. Everyone, please have a wonderful evening. Please prepare to be with us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., with Imam Kareem Hamid, Evolution of Revolutionary Thought and Creative Purpose. And following that, with Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty with Imam Delacy Umar Phillips and his recurring guest, Imam Professor Rabbani Muhammad, and then with Michael Hamid. Please. And then in the evening, Dapreetha Hadid comes with Al-Islam in Focus.
Imam DeLacy is at 10 a.m. and Preeta Haji is at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So again, we want to go out with some music here. Inshallah. And we're going to listen to You've Got to Be Thankful. We've got to be thankful as we live in this world. Al-Islam. Praise be to Almighty God. Let's see if we have that here for us. Okay, getting it right away. And all right, everyone, I bid you, may Allah bless each and every one of us. Have a wonderful evening. Assalamu alaikum. I'm going to get this.
Of course.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Assalamu alaikum.